We're learning Masech, the Shamas, Daf Ayin, Beis, Amid Beis. We're going to start the Sugi of Mesasek. The Gemara says, Itmar, Neskavim, like Bia Esetol, Shechotek, Hasem, Mechubir, Potter. According to everyone, if you're planning on lifting up Tolish, and you ended up cutting off Mechubir, you Potter, Lachtek, Esetolish, cutting Tolish, Shechotek, Hasem, Mechubir, Rav Amma Potter, Abaya Mechayev, Rav Amma Potter, Dan Neskavim, Lechaticha, the Yisur, Abaya Mechayev, Dekam, Mechavim, Lechaticha, Ba'alma. Rava says he's potter because he wasn't mechayim for an iser cutting, and Abaye says he's chayim because he's mechayim lechaticha ba'alma. Now Rashi teaches in Skavim like B.S. Atolish that he was planning on picking up a knife. That's Atolish. He's planning on picking up a knife, and accidentally the knife chopped off something he wasn't planning on cutting the mechubra altogether. Now Rashi says the p'tur is ashechata ba, prat lemesasek. Shegig is when he's mechayim for what he's doing, but he thinks today is not Shabbos, or he thinks this malach is muteris. But here, he was misasik b'hagbah v'loy b'chaticha. Now, Taisis, and the Rishenim here, the Ramban, and the Ridva, and the Ran, and the Chedushim HaMichasim LaRan, they all ask a kasha on Rashi. That Rashi's mavur, that the Gemara is discussing when he's planning on doing one maisa, picking up the knife, and he ended up doing another maisa, which he wasn't planning on doing the second maisa altogether, which is cutting off the vegetable, cutting off the yevek. And Memela, if that's how Rashi learns the Skavim like B.S. Atal Shechad Dechasem Mechubar, so the Rishayim assume that Rashi would learn the Skavim Lach Dechas Atal Shechad Dechasem Mechubar similar, that he was planning on cutting something that was Talish, he knew what was Talish and what was Mechubar, and he was planning on cutting the Talish one, and the knife slipped and cut the Mechubar one. An action happened which he wasn't intending that particular action to happen altogether. So Rishayim asked Akasha, if the action that happened was not the action you intended to do altogether, so even if the intended action was Asr, and it came out a different Asr action, that also would be Mesasek. That also wouldn't be Melachas Machshavas. As they state, Mefurish, the Gemara increases. You were planning to take down one Te'ina, and you took down a different Te'ina. You were planning an action of this Te'ina, and ended up an action of the other Te'ina by accident. That also is a problem, Lechz Machshavas. So the Rishayim Mamazbir, that any time a different action occurred than the one you were planning on, that is a Chsarnim Lechz Machshavas. And that's not this Sugya, because this Sugya is learned out from Ba, Prat Lemesatzik, like Rashi says, Ashachat Ba, that's the Gemara increases. And the other thing is Lechz Machshavas. Lechz Machshavas, a Dim by Shabbos, it has to be that you intended to do this action. If the action happened without you intending to do it, that's Iksarim Lechz Machshavas. So what's the case of Ba Prat Lemesasek, where the action you intended to do is the one that happened, but the thing is, you didn't understand what that action was. You thought that it was Tolish, and really it was Mechubar. So, in the Rishayim Shat, like B'as a Tolish means that you didn't even realize that you're severing the item from anything. You just were trying to pick it off the table. But really, it was attached to a vine, which was attached to the ground, and mitamol, it severed off the vine, and it's in your hand, you did a malacha of tlisha, of ksira. So that mesasik everyone agrees to. Because even though you were intending to pick up this tomato, and by picking up this tomato, that is a malacha of ksira, but you didn't realize it was a malacha of ksira. You didn't even realize it was a malacha of chaticha. You thought it was just a hagbah. So that everyone agrees is mesasik. What's a machlekes abayin rafa? Where you were planning on cutting, you're planning on severing the tomato off its vine, but you didn't realize that the vine was mechubah to the karka. You thought it was, you already had uprooted the vine, and it just happens to be tomatoes on the vine that's lying on the table. But really, the vine that this tomato was on was actually in the ground that took root, and you cut this tomato off the vine, it's a malacha of ksira. So Abaye says, since you were planning on cutting and you ended up cutting, even though you didn't realize it was cutting mechubah, you thought it was cutting talash, it's not mesasik. And Rava says, no, as long as Lefida Metzias, the way you understood it, it wasn't a malacha. So that's called Mesasik. Shegig is the pshat that you know the Metzias, you just don't know the halacha. You know that the Metzias is kach v'kach. You think that's not a malacha because you don't realize it's such a malacha. Or you don't realize that it's Shabbos. So that's a shegig, that's not Mesasik. Mashaykein, when you don't realize the Metzias, the way you understand the Metzias is not a malacha, and really the Metzias is in a way that is a malacha, then according to Rava is Mesasik. According to Abaya, It has to be that you did an entirely different maisa. But according to Rava, even as long as the metzias, the way we understand it, is not aser, then has a pter masasik. Now, Shittas Rashi, like we said, Rashi learns up the Gemara that it's a case where you were planning on doing one action and another action ensued. And that's a pter masasik of ba. And Taisa asks Akasha, what happened to the din of Lachas Makshavah? So even when you miskaven to do an iser, as long as the action you were planning on doing didn't happen, it should be a pter Lachas Makshavah. So the Achrenim, the Megine Shleimai, and the Tzlach, and the Chsam Sefer, as well as many other Achrenim who discuss the Sugya of Masasek, Shteltsu Arashi in Krisus Nafitesim Beis that says it's actually a Machloikis, Shmuel and Abaye and Rava. Because the Gemara there brings Abaye and Rava, like our Gemara, the same Gemara that Eskaven Lagbiya Satala Shechatech Esha Mechuber is Potter, and Eskaven Lachtek Satala is a Machlekes Abaye and Rava. And then the Gemara brings the Gemara that the Rishainim are bringing about Meskaven Lachet Te'enim V'liket Anovim. So Rashi there, in Krisa says, Aval gav da bayev rava lepachi misasik el miskaven leheter, kanachlik sa tolish. Aval shmuel afilu misasik be iser pater. Mide nokad ashas the muslim lachs machsheves is a terem mash mashi iskaven bo. So Rashi says that shmuel pat is al smlachs machsheves, and a bayin rava do not pat al smlachs machsheves. You see, the Gemara in Krisa says the following. And Amr Rav Nachum Amr Shmuel, Masasik b'chalom v'rayish chayiv shekei nene, Masasik b'shabes potter, kus malachas makshavis asutayr. Chalom v'rayish chayiv shekei nene, and Shabbos is potter, kus malachas makshavis asutayr. So Rashi seems to learn that it's a machloikis. Shmuel says that the pter Masasik comes from malachas makshavis asutayr. And Mela, that would apply even by Neskavim l'Isser. The din is, you have to be mechavim for the maisa. That the mice that happened has to be the mice you mechavim for. It doesn't make a difference if you mechavim leisur or mechavim leheter. Mashenk and Abayin Rava, they learn mesasik from Bra, Pratla mesasik. So that's only when you're at mechavim leisur. When you mechavim leisur, you don't have a pter mesasik. So there is a problem learning the Gemara in Krisus that way. Then come Akam Larech, because you're not really learning the Gemara in Krisus now. That's why Taisus and the Rishayim, like we mentioned, the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran and the Chuli, learn that there's two things. There's two separate pterim of Masasik. There's a Masasik of Malachas Makshavis, which is when you wanted to do one action and another action occurred. And in that case, even if the action you intended to do was an Isser, it doesn't matter. You didn't get the action that you wanted, the desired action, you got a different one. So therefore, that's not Malachas Makshavis. And then there's another pter. There's a pter called Ba, where there the pshat is the action that you intended to do is the action what happened, but you didn't understand that action. The action you intended to do, you thought was one action, and really it was a different action. So then you have the pter of Misasik of Ba. But Rashi, particularly the Rashi we quoted, sounds like, no, it's a machloikis, that Shmuel holds the Lunat Misasik from Lachs Machshavis, and therefore that would, of course, apply even to a case where you miskaven le'isser, as long as that maisa didn't happen. But Abaye and Rava don't hold that way. Abaye and Rava argue. Abaye and Rava hold that the only time when you did one action and another action occurred, when you intended for one action, another action occurred, your potter is when the action you intended for wasn't an isser. But if you intended for an isser and it came out another action which is also isser, that's not a pter altogether. But the shaila is the other way. And there are two machloikis in Rashi and the Rishonim. We have one machloikis which, like the Achrenim point out, seemingly Rashi increases that fitasum bei says klar. Now Rashi holds that Abaye and Rava are discussing a case where you're planning on doing an action of heter, and it came out an action of iser. That's the case of Abaye and Rava. That implies that if you're planning on doing an action of iser and it came out another action of iser, you'd be chayiv. And Taisus and Rishonim say, what do you mean? The Gemara in Krisus says mefurish that you part al smach smachsheves. Zog and Achrenim the answer. Rashi holds only Shmuel holds you part al smach smachsheves. But Abaye and Rava argue on Shmuel. They hold there is no term lach smachsheves when you're intending to do one Isser and it comes out another Isser. But the Shaila is the other way. Does Rashi agree that there could be a Ptur of Masasek if you're doing the action you're intending to do, but you didn't understand what that action was? Would that also be Masasek? Let's say you're intending to cut this particular vegetable. You thought it was talish and it really is mechuber. According to Rashi, is that mesasik? Well, no, that's bechal not mesasik. Since you intended to do this cutting, that's called a shegeg. That's not 100% clear. If anything, Rashi here is a little bit meduyik that would also be called mesasik, because Rashi then says v'shegeg hechi dami. So the only case he says for shegig is if shegig is Shabbos, you didn't know it was Shabbos, or shegig is malachas, you didn't know this malacha was aser. But let's say you didn't know it was mechuber. It sounds like for Rashi that would also be called mesasik. It's just not the case of Abai and Rava. The next Rashi also leichav mechaticha di yisura b'shegig Shabbos or b'shegig is malachas. It sounds like any time you yedeya shu shamis and yedeya shechatichas mechubah aser and you still didn't realize you're doing a malacha, that would be called mesasik. The Tzlacha points out, though, that Rashi in Shavuos, Daf Yetes Siman Aleph, is mefurish, that Rashi at least, is mefurish, that when yuksaver shuhu talish, when you know that you're cutting this, but you think that this particular thing is talish, you're cutting the thing that you're mechayvim to cut, but you don't realize that it's mechuber, is not mesasik. Rashi the Yitesim and Aleph said like this, Pratla mesasik, bedavar heter, ubala yad isser, v'leina skavim legufa shel zu. You're not mechayvim for the guf of this particular one. Gagayin. Neskavim lachtach as a talish uchadach as a mechuber, like Rashi says here, and you're neskavim legufa shazu, you're mechavim for one thing which is talish, and you accidentally cut the other one which is mechuber. And then he also mentions that neskavim leishte verechayse ime bemita, v'nishmata ishte yobasa chayse tachtel, and that's also misasik, you're mechavim for ishte, and achayse came tachtel, which Rishayim will ask, what do you mean? That's misasik barayis, that anyway chayiv shekeinene. But then Rashi says, "Ve'ezu chayiv neskaven lachtoich kasover tolo shulim zemechuber." That's what you chayiv. That's not misasik. Oy kasover yem chayil. Oy kasover lachazu meteres. U'mikol magal mazu neskaven. V'chein ba'al achayisiv neskaven leguvzeu kasover hiyeshtoi. You mechayiv for this particular woman. You thought that she's your wife, and really she's your sister. So that Rashi is pretty clear. That Rashi is arguing the Rishayim in two nekudas. First, like we said, legadim lech smachshedes, that Rash shows according to Abai and Rav, if you miskaven for iser, and you get a different iser, that's not a tur of lech smachshedes. Shmuel holds it is, but Abai and Rav hold it's not. According to Abai and Rav, you have to be miskaven specifically for heter, and then it comes iser. And second, Rashi ensures his mavur that when you mechaven for this particular maisa, and you believe that it was a maisa muteris, and really ended up being a maisa aser, that's shaking, that's not misasik b'chlal. But that's a shtickle problematic. They ain't come up on maharach so much because the R kamarai is not that way. For instance, by the Gemara here says that misasik, the Gemara in the next Amid, says that savas shuman huva achloi is only an issue of misasik b'chalav and the yichayiv shekeinene. So that sounds clearly, even your mechavet to eat this particular thing, you just think it's shuman, that would also be misasik. So then huva din by Shabbos, where you do have a term misasik, if you're miskaven to cut this particular thing, you happen to think it's tolish, that should be misasik. But the Chedushik Sam Seif is mitzayin to a Rashi in Krisus, Daf Yitesim and Beis on the top, misasik b'chalavim, the Rashi says the case of misasik b'chalavim is going chelev v'shuman lefanav, v'noidish zeh chelev v'zeh shuman, v'niskaven lechel shuman, v'hibit l'makam acha, v'holcha yodah lechelev v'achlei. So he does say a case where you weren't planning on eating this piece altogether, you were trying to eat the other piece, but then you were looking away, and your hand accidentally went onto the piece of the chelev when you thought you were eating the piece of the shuman. But then he says right afterwards, that same Rashi, inami chelev v'chelev funa v'savar shushum v'neskav lechachati chazu v'achal l'zeh. But again, Rashi says it's nesasik because he ate the wrong piece, it's just you're mechavan l'iser, so he sounds like if you think it's shuman, that bechlal is not misasik. That's a regular sheg. You don't have to come on to shkeinen and bechai gavna. So that would stem with saying that the two machlekes and a Rashi holds any time you mecham for the thing that you did, you just didn't realize that it was something which was asa. You thought the mitzias was that it's something that was mutter. That would not be misasik. That would be shegig. But what's particularly hard to answer is the Gemara on the next Amud, which talks about when you thought it was a Rishus HaYachid and you found out it was Rishus HaRabim. Unless, I guess the case may be, is you were planning on moving something in Rishus HaYachid and you went to move it and you thought that's what you're doing, and then all of a sudden you realize, no, I'm in the wrong place with the wrong item. I'm really moving something in the Rishus HaRabim. But Enechirami, if you're moving the thing that you intended to move, you just thought that the place that you're in is a Rishus HaYachid, and really the place that you're in is really Rishus HaRabim, that would not be Mesasik Lashitas Rashi. Now, Nezer, in Siman Reish Nadalot, points out that the Rambam seems told exactly like Rashi. Just, I would say, with one major chilik, that Rashi says that Abai and Rava are explaining Ba Pratla Mesasik, and the Rambam doesn't say Ba. The Rambam says in Mesasik Zibtur Mlechs Makshevis. The Rambam in Perik Aleph Halacha Ches, he says, Kol Meskavim Lasis Melacha, Venasis Loi Melacha Acheresh Loi Neskavim La Patur La, Fish Loi Nasis Makshevtei. That's how he describes Mesasik. You're planning on doing a Melacha, and another Melacha happened which you weren't Mechavim, then you Patur because it's Loi Nasis Makshevtei. Like Kate said, Zorik Evan Echetz Bechaver, if you're throwing a stone or an arrow to your friend, the behemoth, Kadei Lahargan, to kill the Vahalach Va'aka Yilma Malachasin, and it knocked over a tree as it was going, Vahalach Va'aza Pater. Kavachayim in the Skavalis, the Kavanat Vinasis Echomer, like you want to throw in a caramelist and accidentally fell into a Shisarabim, or Niskavalas is Dover Mutiv, also Dover Achagain, Shiskavalas Dover Shadak Samachuber, Enechayev Klum. So he clearly brings down the case of the Skavim Lachlech Sotah Shechotech Samechubah that you're planning to do one thing and you did a different thing, and he says the Ptur is a Ptur of Mlech Smachshevis. The Rambam is clearly mashma that when you're mechavim to do the thing that you were intending to do, it just turned out that that thing wasn't an Asa thing, like Savatu Shalashanim Samechubah. The Rambam is mashma that would not be a Ptur of Mesasek. The Rambam Shkogis also brings down Meskavim Lachtech Hatzachol Shechotech Samechubber. It wasn't Nasis Makshavte, it's Pater, because Layasatel Mechs Makshavis. The Rambam Shkogis Perig Zayin Alocha Yad Aleph. So that's a chilik to Rashi in the Rambam. The Rashi says Abayin Rav is Alzba, and the Rambam's learning that it's Alzmechs Makshavis. Just the Arab Alma, before we go Vaitam, that there are very few cases which are not either Chalom Varayis or Shabbos. Like we're discussing, that Rashi says that the Ptur Mesasik is Al-Zba, and the Rambam brings Al-Ptur Mlech Smachshevis, and the Rishayim say they're two dinim. Because nearly everything that's a Chi of Krisus is either Macholah Sasuris or Bia Sasuris, which has Chalom Varayis, anyway, is no Ptur Mesasik. There's Avei Dezar, which like the Gemara says, there's no Metzias of Mesasik. And then there's Yisurim Malacha of Shabbos, which then you have the Pturim Lach Smekshevis. There are a few other things, like Shkutei Chutz, and Mefatim Eksekteris, and Sach, B'Shem and Amishka. But could be Enechirami, could be if you learn out Mesasik is Al-Smach Smekshevis, so those few things wouldn't have a Pturim Mesasik. But let's see, come of what we said so far. The Rishaynim here, Taisis, the Ramban, the Ridva, the Chidush Yeran, the Chuli, they all, there's two separate dinim. There's a dinim lach smachshevis, which means that the malacha that you did has to be, the maisa you did has to be the maisa you intended to do. If you intended to do one maisa and your hand slipped, or thoughtlessly, your mind got mixed up, and you ended up doing a maisa different than what you intended to do, that's a chsar malach smachshevis, even if both of them are malachas yipater, because it's not malach smachshevis. And ba is when the action that you did was the action you intended for, but you didn't realize that this action was asr. Not because you didn't know the halacha that it was asr, but because you made some mistake about the metzias over the action. You thought it was talish, you thought it was shuman. That's what mesasik that you learn out from ba. Mashenkin Rashi is saying that mesasik of ba is in a case where a different action ensued. You wanted to do one action, you ended up with a different action. And according to Abai and Virava, only in the case where you wanted to do a Mlechas Heter and ended up a Mlechas Issid, you have a Ptur Mesasik. Otherwise, you don't have a Ptur Mesasik. And Rashi is Mashmal, Kapanim Rashi and Shuas is pretty Mefurish, that when the action that you're doing is one you intended to do, you just didn't realize that it was us, so you didn't realize it was Mechubru Kadaima. That's Bechal, not Mesasik. And the Rambam Musa only brings down Mesasik by Mlechas Machshevis, which is only seemingly in a case where a different action occurred than the one that you intended for. Now, just agav, the Rishonim in Shavuos Daf Yotes, on that Rashi that we mentioned, Tosfos says the same thing he says here. But the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ridvan, in Shavuos, they seem to also agree that when you thought it was Talish and it ended up Mechubah, that would be Mesasek. That won't be Mesasek. I mean, that would be Shegig. The Chayr is stira to what they're saying here. And also, their Mashma, that by like bias a talish v'chatech as a mechubar di, you have a p'tur of lachs makshavis, but meskaven lachtech as a talish v'chatech mechubar di, you don't have a p'tur of lachs makshavis, do you have the p'tur of ba, which is also very shver. But we won't go into it so much. I'm just mentioning that the Rishonim and Shavuos and Daf Yotes also seems to say clear that there is no dim mesasek when you thought it was talish and you found those mechubar. It's not like Tesis and not like the same Rishonim here. And also another thing that's sarachim b'divrayim. Ayin Sham. But Benegei Yeshitas Tesis and the Rishonim here is a Gevaldiga Ara. When I say a Gevaldiga Shtikl from the Minchas Baruch, one of the Gaine Lita from before the Muhammad, Gevaldiga Shtikl. The Stipler brings the Shtikl, he doesn't like it, he says a different Shtikl. But to me it seems the Minchas Baruch has it, it's Mechav and Yafe. I'm bothered a little bit by the Stipler. I'll say it over, Vabecha Yifchar. And we'll start with Rabbi Kivegas Kasha. Later in the Masechta, in the 19th Perek, Perek of Blessed the Mila, there's a Mishnah that says that if somebody has two babies to mal, one, his man is to mal, is on Shabbos, and the other one, his man is to mal, on Erev Shabbos, which is not Deicha, and accidentally he mals the one with his man of Erev Shabbos on Shabbos, so he did an Issa deraisa, he was Iver, a Malacha deraisa, and it was a Mila Shaleibis manah, which is not Deicha Shabbos, he should be Chayav a Karban. And the Mishnah says he's parted from a carbon because he's a tar b'dvay mitzvah. So, fek Rabbi Kivega, why don't you say that he's a misasik? He was trying to mal a baby which was zmanah was b'shabbos, which is a ma'aseh heter. So, in his mind, he was doing a ma'aseh heter. It turned out it was a baby that was zmanah not b'shabbos. Why do you have to come on to the din of tar b'dvay mitzvah, typically, that it should be misasik? And Rabbi Kivega held was a deichik to be mechalik, because what you're doing is a malacha. You just need a hujmit. Menila is like the chuya on Shabbos. It's just the chuya. So you're really planning on doing a ma'aseh iser. It's just you thought there was a heter to do the iser, and it turned out there wasn't a heter. So it wasn't the pshat you were planning on doing a ma'aseh heter. Taksuk samachreinim say this teretz, the Ar Sameach, on the Rambam, Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches. I think that Slachia, or the beginning of Shleima, I think some of the Achreinim say this Teretz to Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. Rabbi Kivega holds it's a Deichik to say that Teretz. And Minchas Baruch adds a Kasha, that there's a Mishnah M'sachim at the end of the fifth Perek, let's say, on Erev Pesach, Shechalis B'Shabbos, you're supposed to shecht the Karban Pesach, and you accidentally shechted another Karban. You thought it was a Karban Pesach, but it really was a different Karban. So he says also, it's Talmud by Mitzvah, your Pater. Why isn't that Mesasek? Shechting Karban Pesach is Mutter on Shabbos. You thought this was a Karban Pesach. Why is it different than if you thought it was Talish and it found out to be Mechubar? Another Kasha, Rabbi Kivega asks his Kasha at the end of his Tshuva. Bez Hashem, we'll get to Rabbi Kivega's Tshuva on Mesasek. We'll get to it in the next Amid Bez Hashem. Rabbi Kivega has a Tshuva on Mesasek. At the end of the Tshuva, he asks the following question. The Gemara in Shavuos talks about Yediyah Satuma, where somebody has a chi of carbon on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadshav. And you have two cases that says Vinala Mimenu. One is Vinala Mimenu, he didn't realize he was Tame. He ate Kadshim, or he went into the base of Mikdash, he didn't realize he was Tame. And another case is Halam Kaidish and Halam Mikdash. He didn't realize that the meat he was eating was Basa Kadshim, and he didn't realize that the building he was going into was the base of Mikdash. Well, the courtyard he was going into was the courtyard of Deis HaMikdash. That's Helam Tum and Helam Mikdash. So Rabbi Kivega asked specifically on Helam Mikdash, if you go into a courtyard and you don't realize, you know that you're not allowed to go into the courtyard when you're Tame, you know that you're Tame, you go into a courtyard because you don't think it's the Deis HaMikdash. You find out it's the Deis HaMikdash. Why isn't that Misasik? L'chay, you can ask the same Kash on Helam Kaidish. If you didn't realize that this meat was Kaidish, so why isn't it Misasik? So Mikveges says that maybe there's no Ptur Misasik on a carbon oil of a yared. Since Tumas Mikdash Akashev is a carbon oil of a yared, it's not a regular chatas, there's no Ptur Misasik on a carbon oil of a yared. And the Chesbarak says, well, that's a Gvaldig Achidish, but Asir Nasi, when a Nasi does Tumas Mikdash Akashev, he brings the regular Asir Nasi. He doesn't have a din of oil of a yared. So why wouldn't the Nasi have a Ptur Misasik? Now, Lechaira, I don't understand why Helam Tum is also not Misasik. He's only asking Helam Kedish and Helam Mikdash. Lechaira, Helam Tum also should be Misasik. He thought he was Tar. He really was Tameis. That should be Misasik. He thought he was doing a Maista Heter of eating Kachim or going to Beis Mikdash when he's Tar. And he found that he's Tameh. Why isn't that also Misasik? What's the difference between you didn't realize it was Talish, Ukadaima, or you didn't realize that you were Tameh? Another thing, Taisus here in the Vayin Gimom and Aleph, Taisus do a maskal El Alav Resha, Rabbi Desire Sefer B'Shar Mitzvahs. Taisus is Mavur, like the Maram points out, the Marsha says, look in Sanhedrin, he explains the whole Taisus there, he points it out there too. Don't want to go into the Arichas, but Taisus is Mavur, that by Shchut Dechutz, if you don't realize it's a carbon, you think it's a Behemoth Schulin, and really it's a carbon, and Yishach Tebechutz, Taisus is Mavur, that there's no Ptur Misasik. The only Ptur Misasik would be is if you were trying to shecht one carbon that's schulin, and the knife slipped, and you shechted the other carbon, which was kachim. But if you're trying to shecht this particular behema, and you didn't realize that someone was makdash it as a carbon, you forgot that someone was makdash it as a carbon, so then it wouldn't be a Ptur Misasik. And the Marsha and the Rama Nitchak to explain what Taisus meant by that. But it's a Chayyar Deichik, and it doesn't seem at the end of Taisus, like the Milchus Baruch points out. So we have the following kashas. If we're going to nem on like Taisus, like the Rishainim here, that any time, even when you're doing the Maisa you intended to do, but you didn't realize the facts that make this Maisa a Maisa Isser, like you didn't realize it was Mechubi, you thought it was Talish, or by Chalavim and Arayish, you didn't realize it was Chalav, you thought it was Shuman. So that is the Misasik that has a Ptur of Ba. So Oy Bezoy, we have Kamakashas. One is, if you didn't realize that this baby was the eighth, you thought this baby was the eighth day of the Mila today, and really it wasn't. So there you see there's only a Ptur of Tabit Ramitz, you don't have a Ptur of Misasik, and who within you didn't realize this Behema was a Karban Pesach, really it was. Also it says you don't have the Ptur of Misasik, only Tabit Ramitzvah. And Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash, you didn't realize this was a base of Mikdash. Also, you don't have the Ptur Misasik. And Shkut Dechutz. Also, Teis Mavur, you don't have the Ptur Misasik. So, what's the Pshat? Why don't you have the Ptur Misasik? So, the Stipler says that you say like this. The Stipler says, anytime you know exactly what you're doing, it's just you didn't realize that that it's an Issur, that's a Shekik. Misasik is the Pshat, L'mashal by Talash and Mechubar, is you had two tomatoes. One was Talish, one was Mechubar. And you look at the tomato, and you think it looks like the Talish one, but really it's the Mechubar one. And you picked it up, and it turned out to be Mechubar, that's Misasik. Because the picture you had in mind was the Talish one. It was mistaken recognition. Same thing with Chalev and Shuman, the case of Misasik, where you need Chekei Nena, was the case where you knew that you had a Chalev and a Shuman, but this one looked to you like the Shuman. And you ate it because you thought it was a Shuman, but really, you misrecognized it. It really was a Chalev. That's Misasik. That you anyway chayiv by Chalavim. So, Eina Chinami, if the Pshat was that you know this building, you just never found, you never knew this was the base of Mikdash, that would be Shegik. But if the Pshat is you thought you were going into a different courtyard, and you recognized the courtyard, and you said, hey, this is a different courtyard. And really, your mind played a trick on you, it's really the courtyard of the base of Mikdash. That's a case of Misasik. Otherwise, it would be Shegik. So that's how he answers the kasha. Not always when you don't know the Metzias, is it Misasik. If you stam don't know the Metzias, it's not Misasik. It's only when your mistaken the Metzias comes because of mistaken identity, then it's Misasik. That's Berech the Stipler Svara, Atifa Svara. But the Rishayim are not Mashma that way. The Rishayim are Mashma, as long as you thought it was Talish, it's Misasik. According to the Stipler, if you think it's Talish, that's not Misasik. It's only if you thought it was the one that you knew to be Talish, and really it was the one that you knew to be mechumer, then it's misasik. But the Yishayinim Amam is not mashman away. The Yishayinim Amash because Savish Utalish is misasik. So the Minchas Baruch says a gevaldige svara. And I'll be masbit a little different than the way he's masbit. I'll be masbit the way I understand it. He makes Rav a little bit similar to Abaye. That's how I'm being masbit. Abaye holds, in order to be called misasik, the pshat is, you have to bechlal not understand the maisi you're doing. Like he says, by tolish and mechuber, you have to mischavan like bias a tolish. As long as you mischavan for chaticha, that's the same maisa. I, you didn't know it was mechuber, that's not called misasik. Al derech zeh, you have to mischam for blias reik, which is not an achila bechlal, and ended up to be blias chelav. But achila shuma, that's not misasik, because you mischam for achila. Rava is the pshat, he broadens the parameters of what does it mean you're not mischam for the maisa. You're right, you're mischam to cut, but cutting talish and cutting mechuber are a different maisa. One's tam mechaticha, and one's akiris davam migiduloi. That's called a different maisa. So the klal is, any time where the pshat is, that you didn't understand the mitzias of your maisa, and the maisa that you did is really a different maisa than the one the Torah asked. The maisa that you in your mind you were doing was a different maisa than the maisa the Torah asked. That's misasa. Because he asked another kasha, so the tzlach asked his kasha, Avnezer asked his kasha, why isn't Shiga Shabbos misasik? You weren't planning on being Mechal Shabbos. You thought you were doing Melach on Friday. Melach on Friday is Melach HaSeter. So you're Mechal from Melach HaSeter. Why is the Shikha Shabbos Mesasik? The klal, I think, according to the Minchas Baruch is, whenever the chilek between what you were planning on doing and what happened is a chilek in Metzias, that's Mesasik. Whenever it's a chilek in Din, that's not Mesasik. That's called the same Isa with different Dinim. So if you didn't realize this building was a Beis HaMikdash, that's not Misasik. That's not a difference in Mitzias, that's a difference in Din. If you didn't know today was Shabbos, that's not Misasik. That's a difference in Din. If you didn't know that you were Tamei, that's not Misasik. That's a difference in Din. If you didn't know that this baby was not 8 days old, that's also a difference in Din. The meal is the same meal. It's a difference in Din. Mila b'zman is deicha, mila shalei b'zman is ain't a deicha. It has to be a difference in Mitzias. Tola Shemachubra is a different Mitzias. Chelev and Shuman is also a different Mitzias, he says. It's not just Stamad Din. Chelev and Shuman taste different. It's a different Mitzias. They're both eating, but you're eating a different thing. Eating a different thing is a different Mitzias. Vashekin, let's say the shechting of the behemah and the chulun and the kachim, they're both shechting an animal. The animal is not different in Mitzias if it's a carbon or not. That's a difference in Din. Misasik is a pshat, even according to Abaya. This is how I'm laying it out. According to Abaye, Misasik is a pshat that you bechlal didn't want to do this maisa mitzias. According to Rav, it's also mitzias. But the mitzias of chatichas talish and the mitzias of chatichas mechubra are considered different. The mitzias of achilas chelev and the mitzias of achilas shuman would be considered different. Because it's a different mitzias. But if all it is a different din, in other words, the chayra like by an isha, if you didn't realize she was an ashes ish, that wouldn't be misasik bechlal. Anyway, you wouldn't have a term Misasik Shekeinene, but that wouldn't be Misasik Bechlal. If you thought she was a different Isha, not the one that's related to you, and not the one that's an Ashes Isha, that's a different Mitzias. So, most of the times by Melech HaShabbos, it's a different Mitzias. If it's not a different Mitzias, so Avad it's Aser, unless you didn't know the Halachas, that's Shegis Melachas, that's Avad Der Shegik. But the few cases where the Mitzias is the same, like Mila B'Shabbos, like Shkitas Erev Pesach, Mary Pesach, Chalas B'Shabbos, and a chanami, that wouldn't be misasik. But often, that in order to be misasik, it has to be that you didn't understand the mitzias properly. The mitzias that you understood is a mitzias which the Torah was matter, and what really you did was a different mitzias which the mitzias the Torah asked. But whenever it's a halacha, a din, tuma, Shabbos, milu bizmanu, kedaima, all these cases, even though the mistake you didn't make was in halacha. The mistake you made was about the chayfetz, but it was about the chalais on the chayfetz, not the mitzias, not the mitzias gashmi of the chayfetz. All that wouldn't be called misasik, even according to Rava. That's the Minchas Baruch's word.